Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Roughneck Sub Pull workflow for warm tape style grit and jungle old school DNB vibes. If you want that classic low end that feels like it's breathing, ducking, and snapping back with attitude, this is the workflow to learn. We're not just designing a bass sound here, we're building a system that reacts to the drums, stays club safe, and has that worn, tape-tinged character that sounds like it came straight out of a rewind-era jungle session. The big idea is simple. A clean mono sub gives you the weight, a gritty mid-bass layer gives you the character. Then we shape the movement so the bass pulls away from the kick and returns with that slightly unstable, old-school pressure. That is the Roughneck feel, controlled, dirty, and musical. First, don't try to make one instrument do everything. That's where a lot of bass patches go wrong. For this style, split the job into layers. Start with your sub. Operator is perfect for this. Use a sine wave. Keep it mono, and tune it carefully to the key of the track. No stereo widening, no chorus, no unnecessary processing. This layer is all about stability. It should hold the bottom end together no matter how much grit you add elsewhere. Then build your Roughneck layer. This can be wave-eatable, operator, or even analog if you want a rougher edge. The goal here is harmonics. You want a tone that has enough movement and dirt to be heard on smaller speakers, but not so much that it clouds the sub. A slightly dirty envelope attack. A bit of filter movement, maybe the mild to tune if it stays tight. All of that helps create the personality. Now group those layers into an instrument rack. This is where the workflow gets powerful. Put the sub on one chain, the mid-bass on another chain, and map useful controls to macros. Good macro names here might be sub-level, roughness, drive, pull amount, tone, and release tail. That way you can perform the bass like an instrument while you're arranging the track. Now let's talk about grit. For warm tape style distortion, use stock Ableton devices and a controlled chain. A strong starting point is EQ8, saturator, roar or drum bus, then a compressor, another EQ8 for cleanup, and maybe utility at the end for mono management. Use EQ8 early to clean up each layer before saturation. You do not want the Roughneck layer carrying extra sub rumble. If it feels boxy, make a gentle cut in the low mids, somewhere around the 200 to 400 Hz area. Just be careful not to thin it out too much. The actual sub should stay strong and unbroken. Saturator is a big part of this sound. Start with moderate drive, maybe +2 to +6 dB, and turn soft clip on. You're looking for warmth, not total destruction. If the low end starts to blur, back off the drive and push the mid-bass harder than the sub. That's usually the cleaner move. If you want a more aged, tape-worn feel, automate the drive a little between sections instead of leaving it static the whole time. Small changes can make the bass feel alive. Drum bus is great too, but use it carefully. A little drive can add speaker-like attitude, and a touch of crunch on the mid-bass can make the whole thing feel ragged in a good way. Just don't overdo boom unless you specifically want that effect. In fast jungle, subtlety usually wins. If you want a more modern live 12 color with lots of harmonic motion, roar can work beautifully. But again, keep it focused on the mid-bass chain if the low end starts getting too wild. The sub should remain grounded while the character layer does the dancing. Now for the most important part, the sub pull. This is the movement that makes the bass feel like it's responding to the drums instead of just sitting underneath them. The most straightforward method is sidechain ducking from the kick. Put a compressor on the bass group or on the sub chain, enable sidechain, choose the kick as the input, and dial in a fast attack and a release that matches the tempo. In a jungle context, you usually want the movement to be quick and a little nervous, not huge and over the top like modern EDM pumping. The bass should pull away just enough for the kick to punch through, then recover smoothly. But don't stop there. For old school phrasing, volume automation is insanely useful. You can dip the bass a little before a kick hit, bring it back after the transient, or shape entire phrases so the bass leaves space for the drums. This is especially good for breakdowns, fills, and turnaround bars. That little bit of intentional space can make the groove feel much more human and much more vintage. Another useful option is envelope shaping with auto filter or amp. Instead of only reducing level, you can make the tone dock or shift slightly on key hits. That creates a response rather than just a volume change. In this style, that subtle response can sound very musical, especially when the drums are busy. And here's a major rule. Keep the sub mono and centered. No negotiation on that one. Use utility on the sub chain, set the width to 0%, and make sure the lowest frequencies stay locked in the center. If you want stereo interest, give it to the harmonics above the fundamental. The sub itself needs to stay solid for club playback. To add that warm tape wobble and aged texture, Try subtle modulation on the mid-bass only. Chorus ensemble can work if you keep it very light. Auto filter with a tiny envelope movement can help too. Even something like frequency shifter at nearly zero can give a slight unstable coloration. Vinyl distortion can add a bit of dirt, but use it sparingly. The point is not obvious wobble. The point is a barely noticeable age and drift that makes the bass feel more lived in. Now let's talk arrangement, because in jungle and old school DNB the bass is part of the conversation with the breakbeats. It shouldn't just loop endlessly. Think in 8-bar blocks. In the intro, tease the bass with filtering or partial notes. In the break, leave space and let the atmosphere breathe. In the drop, bring in the full sub and roughneck layer. Then use small dropouts, fill responses, and call and response moments so the bass answers the drums instead of fighting them. A great old school move is to vary the bass phrase every few bars. Maybe the last note changes. Maybe a note gets shorter. Maybe a little pickup leads into the next bar. That tiny variation goes a long way toward making the track feel composed instead of copied and pasted. Mixing against the breakbeats is where the groove either locks or falls apart. Check the overlap between kick and sub carefully, especially in the 80 to 140 Hz region. If the kick and bass are stepping on each other, adjust the tuning or make a small EQ dip to separate them. And always check the bass at low volume. If it disappears quietly, you may need more harmonic content. If it sounds huge quietly, but collapses when loud, you probably have too much low mid buildup or oversaturation. If the rack starts getting too complex, freeze and flatten, or resample the bass to audio. That's actually vary on style for jungle production. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse parts of it, trim tails and edit it like a rhythm section. That kind of hands-on resampling is part of the classic workflow, and it often leads to the most authentic results. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't oversaturate the sub. That makes the low end blurry. Keep the heavy grit in the mid layer. Second, don't make the bass too wide. It might sound exciting in headphones, but it won't hold up in the club. Third, don't duck too hard. If the bass vanishes on every kick, you lose the rolling pressure. And fourth, don't leave the bass static all track long. Jungle libs on movement and arrangement contrast. A few extra pro moves can really take this further. A little soft clipping on the bass bus can make the sound feel more finished. A tiny filtered noise layer can add age and texture. You can sidechain the roughneck layer harder than the sub so the foundation stays anchor, while the character flexes more. And if you want real old-school flavor, resample the bass after saturation, re-import it, process it lightly again, then chop it into new phrases. Here's a solid practice exercise. Build a 170 BPM project. Program a kick and snare break or an amen-inspired drum pattern. Create a bass rack with an operator sine sub and a wave-eatable mid-bass. Add EQ8. Saturator, compressor with kick side chain, and utility. Then write a simple two-bar riff with one sustained note, one short syncopated note, and one pickup or slide. Automate more saturation in the second half, open the filter slightly, and make the mid-bass duck harder in the drop. Finally, render the bass and listen in mono. When you evaluate it, ask yourself a few things. Does the sub stay solid? Does the bass pull cleanly around the kick? Does the grit sound warm instead of harsh? And most importantly, does it feel like it belongs in a jungle tune? So the recap is this. Clean mono sub, dirty harmonic mid-bass, warm saturation, controlled pull, and arrangement automation that makes the bass behave like part of the drum conversation. Use operator, wave-eatable, saturator, drum bus, roar, compressor, glue compressor, EQ8, auto filter, utility, chorus ensemble, and vinyl distortion as your core toolkit. If you want that classic jungle pressure with warm tape-style grit, think less like you're designing a preset and more like you're performing a system. Layer it, pull it, age it, and let it react to the breakbeats. That's the roughneck magic.